65. Looking for Mr. Spencer. Kilcommon Castle, on Kilcommon Hill in County Cork, Ireland, is one of hundreds of small castles found throughout the Irish countryside. But Kilcommon Castle had a famous resident in the late 1500s. He was the English poet Edmund Spenser. Kilcommon Castle is where Spenser wrote The Faery Queen, considered to be the greatest epic poem of the Elizabethan age. 400 years later, in the late 1990s, Irish graduate students, volunteers, architects, archaeologists, and historians searched for clues of Spenser's presence in the now ruined castle. The first task was to look at the surviving masonry and the surrounding terrain. Shrubbery and ivy were cleared away, cattle manure was removed from the cellar, and the land was surveyed. Over the next 3 years, a geophysical survey was undertaken to locate buried archaeological features. A geophysical survey is done by measuring variations in the soil's resistance to electricity every 3 feet. The purpose is to locate buried walls and pits. A laptop computer helps the archaeologist map the finds right in the field. Although the site proved to be rich in domestic artifacts, such as fragments of pottery from storage and serving vessels, and a pewter spoon handle and dish fragment, few artifacts could be associated with Spenser. Among personal items found that may have belonged to the poet were pins, a spur, the bronze tip of a dagger scabbard, and metal fittings for furniture or trunks. The 4 seasons of fieldwork did, however, produce a plan of the castle enclosure, reveal the different construction phases of the tower house, locate and identify other structures, and keep alive the possibility of learning still more about life in the Elizabethan age.